It may not look like much has been done on the St. Luke's Place expansion project, but behind the scenes, work is underway to keep it on schedule. The 192-bed long-term care addition is slated to open in 2028. It's ongoing, David Bakker, executive director of St. Luke's Place, said. We've met all ministry requirements, so far. Bakker's team is working through a site plan application to get the location ready to break ground, and building permits are in the process of being obtained. The total cost of the expansion is pegged at approximately $94 million, with SLP responsible for between $10 and $12 million through its fundraising efforts. To date, it's generated in the neighborhood of $3 to $4 million. Several holiday-themed initiatives, including its Tree of Memories, are supporting current and future operations. A recent craft sale and portions of last week's Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign will see proceeds donated to SLP. We're also still working on costing and getting the cost down, Bakker said. Due to post-COVID inflation, the costs have gone up. Now we're having to look at both the costing and design, and we're trying to do what's called value engineering, where we're trying to reduce the cost of the building. As part of the value engineering, equipment and designs are being weighed to ensure an appropriate and sustainable budget can be maintained. It's a process geared towards smaller tweaks as the overall design remains the same. What hasn't lessened is the need for lieutenant colonel beds, as wait times for residents to get into homes is lengthy across the province. And it hasn't slowed down for SLP, Bakker said. According to the Ontario Long-Term Care Association, the waitlist has doubled over the last decade, with more than 45,000 people currently waiting to be placed. That number is anticipated to increase by 1,000 per year until 2029. Bakker feels the Ministry of Long-Term Care has done a good job of funding and supporting the system in catching up from the past, but more investing is needed to make up for the impacts of the pandemic and inflation. Until then, Bakker is focused on what his staff can do to move its project along and stay on track as they work with the ministry, the City of Cambridge, architects and construction partners to get it completed. It's a lot of work, he said. We're a not-for-profit organization and we have a lot of partners. There's a lot of stakeholders and it's a big process. We're thankful everyone is working together.